From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
55 years ago, listeners to Radio Moscow were shocked to hear this.
You're listening to News, Comment and Music, a daily half-hour program in the studios of Radio Moscow.
This is Moscow. Here is the news, read by Sergei Rudin. First, the headline. Soviet leaders have sent messages of condolence to the families of Yuri Gagarin and Vladimir Sedyogin, who were killed in an air tragedy on Wednesday. The messages are signed by Leonid Brezhnev, General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, President Podgorny, and Premier Kosygin, and are addressed to the parents and the wife of spaceman number one, Gagarin, and to the mother and the wife and engineer Colonel Vladimir Sedyogin. The Soviet leaders say that the memory of the lives and the deeds of the heroes will be an inspiring example for the future generations. The commission set up by the government to ascertain the cause of the accident has published a detailed report. It says that on Wednesday afternoon, Yuri Gagarin and his instructor, test pilot first class Vladimir Sedyogin, took off in a two-seat jet training plane from an airfield near Moscow to polish up piloting techniques. On completing the training flight, the plane crashed in Vladimir region when returning to its airfield. More flyers were killed with the crash. The cause is being investigated on the spot by the commission, which is headed by a leading aviation expert. Tomorrow, people in this country will be paying the last tribute to the world's first man in space, cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. The urn with the ashes of Colonel Gagarin and Colonel Sedyogin will be placed for the last moment at the Moscow Central Army Center. The biggest party in the government have described Yuri Gagarin's life as a fine example of selfless patriotism and heroism. An obituary appearing in today's evening papers is signed by Soviet party, government, and military leaders, prominent scientists and public figures, and fellow cosmonauts. It notes Yuri Gagarin's great capacity for work, perseverance, and courage. It contributed to the success of his space science on April 12, 1961, when he orbited the globe. The flight marked a splendid achievement of science and engineering. Following his flight, Yuri Gagarin took an active part in the cosmonaut training program and in the guidance and subsequent manned flights in space. All who knew Colonel Gagarin, says the obituary, will always remember him as a wonderful person. Colonel Gagarin and Colonel Sedyogin will be buried by the Kremlin wall in Moscow's Red Square.
Now, Yuri Gagarin has been commemorated in hundreds of songs, particularly in the Soviet Union era, but they're still being written. Here's one written last year by Captain Corbin, who's from the United States. And this song is about Yuri Gagarin and his words as Vostok 1 lifted off on 1961, April the 12th. The song is called Let's Go.
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, honey, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
Oh!
Born in a village, working on a farm, he was destined to do so much more.
Let's go!
He learned math and science, working night and day in a steel plant's fiery forge. He left his home and got into the Air Force, then the Cosmonaut Corps.
Oh!
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, honey, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
Oh!
Not always perfect, training was quite tough. He almost crashed a MiG-15.
Let's go!
Colonel Babushkin still recommended him for the job that was his dream. His hard work and sacrifice and his leadership inspired his training team.
Oh!
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, honey, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you. Always in our hearts, our quest we'll never cease.
Oh! His comrades selected him as the very best. He was chosen to be first to fly.
Let's go!
Aboard Vostok 1, this human vehicle, with no one by his side. This dangerous assignment, this bold and daring quest, he was prepared to die.
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, Ali, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
Oh!
Rocket boosters firing, lifting off the ground. It was a blinding engineering sight.
Let's go!
Let's go, Yuri shouted at the ground control as he traveled to a starry night. For 108 minutes, he orbited the Earth, the first in human space flight.
Oh!
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, Ali, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
Oh!
Now we celebrate you, Yuri Gagarin. Your bravery inspires humankind.
Let's go!
We'll explore this vast and empty cosmic space with you always on our mind. We'll never stop exploring and we'll go in peace for all. To this cradle we won't be confined.
Hey, oh!
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, Ali, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
Oh!
Yuri Gagarin, hero of the motherland. Oh yeah, Ali, he shouted to the world, oh may he rest in peace. We won't forget you, always in our hearts, our quest will never cease.
And the debate about exactly what happened, what caused the crash, is still ongoing. There are quite a few theories out there, including the official one from the Soviet investigation.